Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
In Jesus' name, glory to God. Just say this. Say, the Lord
is with me
always. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in His name, that He's there in the midst. Thank you, Lord, that you're right here tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're manifesting the Word of God, that you're making it real to me tonight. Not a long time from now, but right tonight, I will experience your Word by the power of the Holy Ghost in a way like I never have before. Now, thank you for that, because your Word tells us to give glory to God, being fully persuaded that God is able to perform what He has promised in His Word. Now, just thank Him for it. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We worship You. We glorify You. We magnify You in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God. We magnify You, Lord. Thank 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 You, Lord Jesus. We glorify You, Lord Jesus. We magnify You, Lord Jesus. We glorify You, Lord Jesus. Oh, we magnify and worship You. We glorify You. We praise Your holy name. We glorify Your name. We magnify Your name. Great is Your name and greatly to be praised. I worship You. I praise You. I magnify You. I glorify You, Lord Jesus, and thank You for Your great and wonderful acts, that Your mighty acts that You're performing right here tonight. Thank You, Lord, they're already done in the realm of the Spirit, and we'll see them manifest in this physical material world in the presence of this service tonight. Thank You for it, Lord. We thank You for it, Lord. We give You the glory. We give You the praise. We give You the honor. We give You the glory. We give You the praise. We give You the honor. We give You the glory, the praise, and honor for it, Lord. We take no glory, no credit into ourselves, but we thank You for it, Father. We praise You for it, Father. Thank You, Lord God. Praise You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Lord, we're following You. Lord, we're moving with You. Lord, we're flowing with You, and we're seeing You manifest Yourself. Thank You for it, Lord God. Thank You for it, Lord God. Thank You for it, Lord God. We worship You and praise You for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you want to. Amen. Thank God for it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you. I just sense a strong anointing tonight. Amen. Thank God for it. We're just going to flow with it. We're going to move with it. And we're going to see God manifest Himself in a supernatural way right here tonight. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for utterance in the Holy Ghost. And Brother Randy, where are you going? I'm just opening my Bible. Maybe just drop it. Wherever it drops, we'll preach. Amen. Wouldn't be a bad idea, because all of it is good. Amen. But we're just going to turn and look at something here in the Word of God that's absolutely, I believe, going to help us a little bit tonight, a little bit further along the road that God has taken us. You can be headed over towards Timothy there. And we're going to look at some scriptures there in the book of Timothy. I believe it's 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'll see you when I get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6. Can we start right there? We start there? We might wind up somewhere else. Y'all know me. But anyway, we'll get started right here. Said, how did this come about? Well, while we were just praying and worshiping God, it just came into my spirit to minister on fear. Not to minister fear to you, but to get it out of you.
Amen.
because that was going to help us to step over in some other things that God wants to do right here tonight. And see, the things that you greatly fear is going to come upon you. Fear is just a negative side of faith. It's just reverse, you understand? And so the things that you have faith to happen in your life, they're going to happen. But the things you greatly fear, they're eventually going to happen in your life. So one thing that we have to deal with in our society and life today is we have to deal with fear. Fear is a spirit, as we're going to see from the scriptures. We're going to see that fear is a spirit, and fear is a very powerful opposing force in our life. Fear has literally caused people to lock themselves in their home, pull the window shades down, and get up under the cover, maybe even sometimes get under the bed, and the telephone rings, dare not answer it, but because of fear, you understand, of facing what's happening in life, looking at what's happening in life, wondering what's going on in life. But I'm here to tell you, God can supernaturally deliver you from fear so that you can walk in all that He has for you to walk in. Amen. He's got the blessings of God available for you. They belong to you, and glory to God. God, you need to have it operating in your life. The faith of God and not the fear of God. Amen. That's what you need operating, is the faith of God and not the fear of God. But what the devil tries to do is he tries to come against you with thoughts of fear, with thoughts of failure. He tries to bring pictures to you and thoughts to your mind that makes you think that you are not going to make it, that you're not going to be a success, that you're not going to do what God said for you to do. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to accomplish what God said for you to accomplish. And I'm just ministering by the Holy Ghost tonight, and even as I speak, fear is going to leave in Jesus' name. That's been trying to come against you, and you're going to find yourself stepping out into a new level of God's Spirit and God's anointing that perhaps that you never walked in before. But in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 7, it says this. We'll start reading in, verse number 6. Let's start reading there. Paul told Timothy, he said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." And what I'd like to bring out here, because I was in a strait between two. So between the minister, between the laying on of hands, or minister about the spirit of fear. And what it brings us down to is I can take two verses and preach both things. So we can just get a shotgun message. Just shoot one way, just shoot amongst us. One of us has got to have some relief. You remember the story, you know? But I believe tonight that the Holy Ghost has instructed me already to lay hands on folks, to specifically to impart to them some spiritual gift, and what I mean, spiritual endowment or impartation that is necessary to cause you as an individual to take your place that you need to take so that you can do what God said do. You know, there's something about the laying on of hands that allows you to step into a place of ministry and a place of receiving from God that seems how that sometimes that you can't get there no other way except through the laying on of hands. And it says here in this verse that Paul told Timothy, he said, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God." What gift of God? Well, whatever gift it was that was deposited inside of Timothy, he said, "You stir up that gift." It was a gift that was given. How was it given? It was given, he said, "which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." In other words, Paul laid his hands on Timothy, and by laying his hands on Timothy, there was a spiritual gift, a spiritual impartation that was given to him. Now, not necessarily was Paul talking about the gifts of the Spirit that we talk about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, but it was rather spiritual endowments.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.